Lord, we thank you for what you are about and who you are, and for the intentionality of heaven that's on track to bring forth the glorified Christ inside the glorified church, to be seen the living body of Christ, head connected to the body connected to the head, love everywhere, lives everywhere being affected, healings everywhere, salvations everywhere, glory interrupting, disrupting, freeing everyone. We thank you for what you are doing. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you right now. So, Luke chapter 1, Zacharias prophesies because he finally got it. I changed messages because the Lord changed them, the order of them. So I'm doing what I was going to do at 9 o'clock, and but I know where it's going. The birth of John the Baptist, verse 57 of chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, 57. Now Elizabeth, you dear, wonderful, single mothers and widows, and all of you single women, today is a party for you in your honor after service. And it's going to be in room number six. That's how I was right last service, number six. So, yeah, make sure you come and be a part. This is going to be a fun party. Priscilla and her gang are putting it on, so it's going to be rock and roll. Yeah. So when her neighbors and relatives heard that, so Elizabeth full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. And so it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "Well, there is no one among your relatives who's called by this name." And so they made signs to his father. Remember, he hasn't talked for 9 months. He's been in a Holy Spirit discipline. What would you call him? What would you have him called? And he asked for a writing tablet. So they gave him an iPad. And he texts the name. His name is John. And so they all marveled. And immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. So he begins the sound of freedom with praise and praise and praise. We don't even have the record of his praise. We just know that's what he's doing. He's praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around there. And all these sayings were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child is this to be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. You see, praise into prophecy, blessing into prophecy, wherever you've been, where we're going. And he says, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people." And this is what will be said again of the church of the Lord Jesus. Blessed is the God of the Lord, of his church, who has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies in the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. That's the covenant he made with Abraham and the mercies that came with it, that all the nations of the earth will be blessed in his seed. The seed is Jesus. And he is fully, this is an 8-year-old baby, but he's fully into the future. Then the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we would be delivered from the hand of our enemies and might serve him without fear in holiness, righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, you'll be called the prophet of the highest, and you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And so the child grew, became strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel. So several things are going to happen that are good for us, that are seen in John the Baptist and proclaimed in this prophetic word. And that is that God's tender mercies are being poured out. That's what happened at the end of 9 o'clock service. The mercies of God, he started to pour out mercies by the Spirit like rain. And I'm a loose cannon, aren't I? I'm feeling the Holy Spirit in so many ways that I'm just moving at the pace he's moving at, which is more of, I'm in awe of what he's saying, what he's doing. So in Isaiah 35, this is where I was going, and this is what I just need to get to right away, because this is where it unlocks the door. Isaiah 35 is a picture of God coming to a people who have been waiting or pursuing or holding on or trying to get there. And it's a picture of Zacharias coming out of unbelief into faith and full prophecy and full declaration of praise. And it's a picture of the world we're about to enter into and what's happening all around us. And it'll be said, it'll be broadcast. It will be broadcast all over the world. The wilderness and the wasteland, Isaiah 35. Many of you will know this. You've prayed it and done much intercession in it. The wilderness and the wasteland. Now, can I say this, dude? You intercessors, you're about to get, it's not just the renewal of your youth to be able to enter in with the joy of what God is doing, but it is also your assignment is going to step it up into a whole nother priesthood ministry time. I mean, it's going to be like, wow, I didn't even see that was coming. It's going to get really, really good, really good. Because we are all, I just start prophesying. It shall be, oh, Tana Marisaka. Father, thank you. You are beautiful, Father, and you have provided for us such a salvation as your Son. No other name given among men whereby which we are saved, the name and faith in the name and the faith that comes through him, Lord Jesus Christ. Glorious liberator, highway of holiness, foundation of the church, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the firstborn from the dead, one who has set the prototype of a family, of a new race of species, of spirit men, not the soul man that Adam was made, but the spirit, the life-giving spirit that Christ grew up became in the resurrection, for you've said, this day I've begotten you, you are my Son. Many sons coming into glory, many sons coming forward, many sons coming alive, awakening, being brought out of their captivity. The redeemed are returning, the ransom are returning, the singing, the gladness, the sorrow, the sighing. It's time, says the Lord. It's time, says the Lord. My sons and daughters come alive, come forth to stand up and be strong in me. To awaken to my voice, to become alive, to prophesy, to proclaim. I am bringing forth the tender mercies. I'm watering the land. I'm healing the people. I'm restoring the foundation, the structures, and even the places where people have been given Who? I will make you Hephzibah and Beulah. You will be my delight, and your land will be married. I am marrying your sons to you. Generational healings come, and deliverances come, and liberties come, and a highway has come, and a road, and it's a highway of holiness. His name is Jesus, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. So I wash away the sins of the yesteryear. As I took away the garment from Joshua, who had been soiled through his long standing for a long season, and put on a new robe, of rich robe, and a new turban, so I do for you, so I do for this house, so I do for this hour. A new day to walk among new places in the fiery stones of my spirit and heavenly places. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now by your Spirit to wash over the living inheritance of God here in this room and all of us and all of our families and extended families and all of our properties and our homes and our families, and begin to establish it into your order and design. Bring it forth, bring it forth. Kundarama, waters burst forth in the wilderness, streams in the desert now. The parched ground become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay grass and reeds and rushes, I'm changing the landscape of my church. I'm undoing the old, the wasteland, the wilderness. The wilderness will be glad for them, and they'll rejoice. The desert shall blossom and as a rose. It shall blossom. He shall rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given it to the glory of God. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of God. I will strengthen the weak hands. I will make firm the feeble knees. I say to you who are fearful hearted, be strong. Do not fear. Behold, your God will come. He will come with recompense, the recompense of God, and he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind will open, and the ears of the deaf will unstop. Then the tongue of the dumb will begin to sing, and the lame will leap. Yes. For I am bringing forth waters, 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 not just the natural waters that water the earth, but the water of my spirit. I direct my river of life here. I call it to break forth over this house and into the hearts and over the homes and into the valleys and out of the bellies, and there'll be rivers and the water rises, and there'll be soon healings beyond your ability to count or number, deliverances beyond your ability to count or number, souls coming that will be on your ability, for I'm bringing the ransomed of the Lord home. I'm bringing the redeemed home. I'm bringing the lost here. I'm bringing the forgotten here. I'm bringing the undone here. I'm bringing everyone. I'm bringing everyone. Get ready. Give me my space, says the Lord. This is my place, says the Lord. Give me my space, says the Lord. Give me my place. This is my place. I have placed my feet here, and it will be glorious. It will be glorious, for I've set this as a footstool of my feet to rest upon the earth. Whoa, whoa. Just receive, there's the we worship you, Jesus. There's mercy here. There's mercy right now for everyone. Anyone wanting the fresh mercies of God into your life. It brings all of Christ and all he's accomplished. Everything he's been given to us to breathe, to enjoy. Hamaha. We receive, we receive, we receive. Ukandele barabaha. Hura ha ha. Hura ha ha. Dendukisto. Pakaba ale mondo batito to shoto. Ho 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 ho. To kama ke kaba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We acknowledge you, the cornerstone of your house. You are the firstborn among many brethren. You're the head of the body. You're the husband of this union. We are submitted to you, Christ. We join to you. We become one in you. You are all. And the Lord would release us from the captivity, just as Zacharias prophesied and the promises made to Abraham and his seed, that we would possess the gates of our enemies, that we would not be overwhelmed and undone, but we would be delivered and redeemed. And God has come. He said, I'm going to change the landscape of everybody's home, everybody's household. I'm changing it to the Godscape. No longer will it be the landscape, it's Godscape. It's my plan, my dream, my vision, my will, my workings, my spirit, my son, all to become as my son. Grow up, Hadion, no more children. No longer will we be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Oh, but speaking the truth in love. Whoa, growing up in all things into him who is the head. There's a collecting, a gathering, a returning. The redeemed are returning. The redeemed are returning. The lost are being found. The rebellious are being interrupted. The dead are being awakened. Come forth. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Just praise him. Just let's praise him. Let's just praise him. We worship you. Now, there's a renewal that's going to come in the next 5-10 minutes for all of us to step into and enjoy and let grow, however the Lord will do that. Because Zacharias had 9 months where he couldn't talk. And by the time he spoke, he said a lot. Because he prophesied from no longer formality, but from faith, and faith to the future, and the hope that his son was going to bring, and the Messiah that was going to appear, and the sound of his voice. But did you know 32 years later, this forerunner who saw Jesus and had the first vision of the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world, prophesied it, directed his disciples toward it, said, go and run with this man. This man's the one. And did not get contentious when he lost his future. But after a horrific time in the Herod's prison, being tormented by restrictions and restraints and promises that never came about and whatevers. And finally, he began to question, did I see what I saw? Did I hear what I heard? Is this, and he sent some of his disciples, and he said to Jesus, he was in the midst of his ministry, are you the one? Are we waiting, looking for another? The circumstances will build in us the living word of God as the word of God is nurtured and kept and valued and loved and cherished above all things. It's the door of hope that trouble brings, that you begin to build in yourself a spirit identity, a place of promise, a place of inheritance, a place of fellowship, a place of union. It's literally Christ in you, in the living word of God taking possession of you. And as that grows in you, it just begins to become more of a defining statement of your life than the circumstances. But circumstances are bad sometimes, and they get worse and they get worse and they contest. And so even the prophet can begin to doubt, did I see what I said? Did I really see what I said? Did I really say? And Jesus has to say to him, go tell John what you see. Go tell him what you see. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the lepers are cleansed. And then he says, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Even Jesus was offensive. All of God's salvation has the opportunity to offend man. Limit. I heard Benny Hinn say many, many years ago, it was great way of explaining. He says God will always allow enough humanity in place and enough questions available so that those who don't want to receive have a reason not to. Always give us a reason. I won't touch that because that's funny, or that's this. And Jesus now is fully vested inside of his ministry of signs, wonders, deliverance, miracles. And John is fully imprisoned in a cell that's just being kept, about to soon will lose his head. And the greatest man that ever lived, John the Baptist. And yet anyone in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist, because a whole new order had begun, was being shifted. The Lord wants to... There's beauty in brokenness, but there's also can become rigidity and unyieldedness in brokenness. It says of Joseph that during his preparation to prime ministership, which wasn't the way any of us would choose, it says in Psalm 105, I believe, or 107, 105, I think, that iron entered his soul. Until the word of the Lord was performed, it tested him. Iron entered his soul. Then he was called up. I used to read that for all these years until just this year. That was a good thing. He got, you know, like iron up the back. You know, like a strong capacity. Just, I'm not moving. But the problem was he was ironed, his soul was ironed in his self-righteousness and his past identity, and he would never yield to the future. He had to let go of the iron. Iron is not it's a man-made tool to hold yourself in a bad place. And we all need that. We go through something really radically wrong, we have to go, I'm going to just keep my place. But after a while, that brace becomes your limiter. And you can't release into the future because the limiter has restricted you. What was meant to protect you is now limiting you. What was put in place because you were injured is now not allowing you to become restored. The lame, you know, says make straight paths for your feet and your feeble knees, so that what is lame may be healed and not dislocated. There's a healing always for the next season. There's a deliverance always for the next season. There's a repentance always for the next season. When the Spirit of Jesus, as he begins to pour out, we will all be in such awe of where we were and where we just got to. And the where we just got to will make us look back where we were and we'll go, oh gosh, I can't believe that that was my standard of freedom, of peace, of joy, of dedication, of consecration, of blessing. I can't even believe it. And there's no way I could have from there got here. This is not my effort. I did not do it. It was the gift of Jesus, the faith gift that Jesus gave, the Spirit of God that now has been poured out. That's made the church whole and being seen in front of everybody, that everybody knew the church wasn't whole. So when the deliverance begins to come, we have to, it's like a surrendering. First, you're surrendering to the place you're in and saying, you know what, I'm just done with that argument. I mean, Joseph had been in prison and a slave, and he had one confession. I am a Hebrew. I was stolen from a land, and I don't deserve to be here, and I want to get out of here and go home. And that's what his confession he lived in. And God's saying, dude, you're going to save the world. I don't want you going home, busting up the family, accusing your brothers of being what they are. And finally, in those two quiet years, he finally yields. And the iron left his soul. A soul that's demanding an outcome is not yielding to the outcome that God could never give you or tell you. What's going to happen is this: we're going to all be going, you think we're weird now? I have no idea how weird we'll get. Because it'll be something new that we haven't seen before that starts to take precedence, and it brings results. And it's all Jesus, and everybody is touched by it, comes in love with Jesus. And they want to give their life to Jesus, and they want to worship Jesus, and they want to follow Jesus, and they want to dance about Jesus. And so even though you would say, well, how can that do that? Because it's just that. This is that which the Joel prophesied. There's this breakthrough. So Joe had to let go. You got to let go, Joe. Just let go, Joe. Don't hold on, Joe. Let go. So Joe let go. Joe got into peace. Joe got into joy. Joe got into rest. Joe got into freedom. Joe got into the scriptures, into the promises, into the spirit. He said, I'll never go home, but I'll never, why, who cares? I'm going into the promise. And somewhere he began to come into this supernatural encounters. I'm telling you, if you'd like to go into supernatural encounters, you can. It's a season the church is going to be being transformed by glory. So Joe starts going into it. Joe's in it. Joe's in peace. He's no longer prophesying for a prophet. He's no longer trying to get out of where he is. He could care less where he is because he is now in God. He's in joy. He's in peace. And so Pharaoh has a dream and he can't get sorted out. And now it is the trigger moment. It's the door opener. It's the beginning of the end. It's the completion of the promise. And Joe is called up because the butler now remembers, because it's time to remember now, not then, that he has this gift to interpret dreams. And he gets up and Pharaoh takes him out of the prison and bathes him. Not Pharaoh himself. He'd have somebody else do that, of course. Guy's dragged out. Just come up. Like the CIA coming and finding you in your house. We have need of you. The President of the United States has requested your services now. And you're in your shorts. You were mowing the lawn. You're going to be stopped. You're going to be cleansed. You're going to be washed. You're going to be attired. And you're going to be prepared to walk into the presence of of that authority. So his beard shaved. His hair's trimmed. He's put into Egyptian clothes that are presentable to this man. And when he gets all of that on, he's not going. He's just going, huh, that's a new outfit. He had given up the identity he was holding. I'm a Hebrew, and I can't let go. He's just going with it. He gets into the presence of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, I hear you can interpret dreams. He says, God will give you an answer of peace. You can't give peace if you don't got peace. You can't give joy if you don't got joy. And if you don't got joy where you are, you're not going to have joy where you're going. That's happiness. You don't have peace where you are, you're not going to get peace where you're going, because you'll have worry wherever you are. Trust me, it just follows you. It's like a big cloud over your head. So he says God will give you an answer of peace, and he interprets the Pharaoh's dream correctly. And tells him, this is a God dream. It's a double dream. It's for sure. Now, here's what you got to do. Get a man who knows what to do and take 20% of all the proceeds for the next 7 years so you can sustain this country and this kingdom and the world for the following 7 years. Pharaoh is being hit by the waves of the supernatural Holy Spirit peace. He's not just impressed that this guy can talk. He's not using his gifting anymore. Gifting will only take you so far, usually into the prison cell, into captivity, because gifting will not redeem anybody. There's no redemption in gifting. Redemption is in Christ, in the fruit of the Spirit, in the life of the trusted one to him. So, fruit. Fruit of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, fruit, love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control I give you. Says the Lord, I release the sound that must accompany the calling that I'm unlocking this house into. I release the sound that's that must accompany the calling. It is the fruit of the Spirit that will save the earth, and the identity of the sons will be seen. So Ephesians chapter 4 says, I, a prisoner, Paul says, chapter 4, verse 1, it's okay, we make sounds when we get touched by the Holy Spirit. It's better than a basketball game. Thank you, it's up there. Watch this. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I, therefore, Paul speaking, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. And that calling is those first three chapters. And we're going to live in that. We're living in it now. It's about to manifest. The world is about to see a glorified Christ inside his glorified church, liberating and being liberated, being of sound. But he says, now, that calling, with all lowliness and gentleness. Lowliness is a low opinion of oneself. Telling your brain, shut up, sit down, be quiet. You're not that important. We don't need to hear you. Let Uncle Joe talk at Christmas. Don't you have to talk? This lowliness of mind, considering yourself others more important. Not who, you know, gifting puts you in prison. And prison will stop your gifting, or it will mature you into a prisoner of Christ. And you will no longer look at the cell as a limiter, but as a headquarters for the next assignment. You will take a Isle of Patmos attitude that John kept, that it is a place of heavenly dreams, encounters, and visions. Or as Paul put, as a place to bring the palace guard into faith and to unlock the revelation of the Christ to be written down, to be recorded, so others can enter in centuries later. It will be the place where the heart, the soul will yield its iron and become soft again and pliable and putty and yieldable to people. No longer demanding, I won't do this until that, and I won't do this unless you do that, and I won't do this. You just say, whatever, I'll do whatever, whatever I care. You want to put a new outfit on me? Fine. You want to shave my beard? Fine. You want to change my name? Fine. You want me to marry somebody else's priest daughter because you're just bringing me into the Egyptian system? Fine. What does it matter? I'm in Christ. I'm sorry, I'm combining a bunch of stories. All lowliness of mind, considering one another more important. Everyone in this room is more important than I am. And everyone in this room is more important than you are. That's how the body of Jesus comes alive. We look around and we go, oh, you go for it. We don't think bad about ourselves. We just don't think more highly of ourselves. Lowliness of mind, and with gentleness, humility. That's the way we conduct ourselves, carry ourselves in humility. And then long suffering. That means your spirit man. You remember it said John grew strong in his spirit. In Luke, we'll see the same thing of Jesus. He grew strong in his spirit. You don't grow strong in your soul and your spirit. You make a choice somewhere along the line. God says, you want to have a strong soul? Then your spirit's going to be a weakling. You want your spirit to be strong, your soul's going to kind of, have an issue. Strong in the spirit, strong in the spirit, strong in the spirit, strong. And so he says, bearing with one another in love. You know what it means to bear with one another in love? It says, I'm going to stand against you in love. I'm going to love you. Here it comes. Love! And so you're doing that. I watch you guys. Many of you carry that. You've been walking in it. It's time to come out of prison in your mind. Your prison may be where you are, but it isn't where you have to live. You live in heaven from a heavenly place, in promise, in spirit, in truth. Nobody stops you if God doesn't want you stopped. And nobody gets you free if God doesn't want you free. So Endeavoring. Watch this. So in this posture, which your gift put you in prison so you could get rid of your attitude. Self-importance, all that self-righteousness, all that, oh, I'm so good because I did so much. I all I did was wear a favorite coat my daddy put on me. And I told my daddy that my brothers weren't doing right. And they threw me in a pit. Really wasn't a very nice thing to do. They sold me as a slave. But did I let that stop me? No. I worked hard. I got higher, 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 higher. And then, you know what? Somebody's lusting after me. Like, you know, I'm good looking. What am I supposed to do? But finally, I realized I can't have this and I won't have this. And I resisted it and said, no. Spirit of lust. Love, and bam, jealousy erupted. Shame, blame, accusation. And now I'm in a prison. And boy, you'd think if I just give up there too. But instead, no, I'm not giving up here. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to serve hard. I'm going to be good. I'm going to do good. I'm going to help the jailer take care. And yeah, I did, and I did, and I did. I rose up again. And then just as you knew it, just when you knew it, then the two key people in Pharaoh's kingdom, the butler and the baker, are in the prison because he's upset with them, and they both dream a dream. And I use my, I carry the prophetic, so I prophesied the truth. And the baker saw that he was going to be free. And I said to him there, my comment that I've always had, I'm a Hebrew. I didn't do anything. I was stolen from the land of my family. I shouldn't be here. Get me out of here. See, as long as my testimony is to try to right what was wronged, to try to fix what was past, to try to get a promise the way I saw it to be performed the way it's supposed to be, I'm in charge. And God just says, stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. But when those are no longer the issues, when it's like, well, whatever, 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 I am loved, I am blessed, I am fulfilled, I am free, I go into heaven, I fellowship with God, the Holy Spirit's upon me, I am in assignments with prayer and delight and joy, joy, joy. You see, some of the reason intercessors die is you try to get the promise to happen. Dear God, just pray. A lot can happen if you don't need credit. And when we get off our knees and try to do it with our hands, God says, oh, that's really smart. When he say, no, just stay here. William Seymour, he would put his head in a box and he'd just stay inside the box until the Spirit of God came so thick it was like fog and kids would play in the cloud. So in the lowliness, in the gentleness, in the long suffering, in the warring, standing against one another in love, holding our place in love, we endeavor to keep. We are quick to respond. We are longing for. We are watching. We're saying unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. The unity, it's only used twice. It's in both chapter 4. It means oneness. Oneness. Oneness of the Spirit. He's not divided. He's never upset. You don't see the Holy Spirit going, Jesus, I'm just having so much trouble with you. You got everybody saved. Now you expect me to redeem, you perfect them. I can't believe it. No, there's oneness. Father, Jesus said, I want the love that I have with you and you have with me to be within the body so they can be with me and you and us. And this love is going to break open. And so he's just going, endeavoring to keep the unity of Spirit in the bond of peace. Peace. Chill, man. Peace, love, joy. It's coming. It's coming. We can receive it now. We can receive it. We can receive it. We can receive it. There's a renewal. Joseph was brought up, and his clothes were changed. His name was changed. He was given a wife of another religion. He had two children. The first one was Manasseh, which means God has caused me to forget my father's house and all of the afflictions and all of the losses. You've got to forget if you're going to enter into a new place. Let go. Forgive. Don't just forgive people and still hope for the right outcome. Forgive people and let go of the outcome. Forgiving someone and still hoping for the outcome is refinancing a debt. Banks do that all the time. It isn't God. If you forgive, you release the outcome. If you forgive me, then I get to go do whatever I want to do. Amen. Seriously. That's why children don't get forgiven, because we won't forgive them that way. Trust me, you got to. You just have to. That's how he does it with us. He doesn't control us. Okay, I'll forgive you, Steve, but you know what? This next time you sin, there is no more Jesus. You see, we're so fearful. We're so controlled. It's just so forgive, let go. Then Joseph is elevated, and his next son is Ephraim. Fruitfulness. God has caused me to be fruitful inside the land of my affliction. Your gifting puts you in prison, and the bigger the gift, the bigger the prison. So hallelujah. Aren't we happy now? That's why we are where we are. That's where we got and why we got. So now to come out. I don't want to lose my head in prison. I already lost it. Well, that's to be beside myself, I don't mind at all. That's how I live. Trust me. Oh, Jesus. But I do, there's a renewal. There is a renewal in the heart of men that's here to let go and to enter in to the God that you said yes to so long ago. But he grew up. Jesus is no longer a baby. And it's no longer Christmas in the first Advent. It's Christmas in the second Advent. Christ in the mass, in the people, in the body. But I feel... Lord's taking the iron out of our soul. You don't have to be afraid. He said to Joseph, don't be afraid. This is Holy Spirit. And you're a part of it. You get to name him Jesus. He said to Zacharias, you can't believe now, so you'll be quiet till faith catches up to you. Because these words will come to pass even as they've been spoken. Zacharias prophesies and declares the son, his son would prepare the way of the Lord. His son later sees the lamb and declares that this is the lamb of God taking away the sin of the world. Go for it. Run. Get into this. Take hold. But now under affliction is asking, are you the one? And the Lord would do for each of us today. He says, I'll renew your vision. Come to me and I'll renew your vision. It's got to be updated. You're still on beta. You don't even know it's all digitized in heaven now. You still got videos trying to watch. There's no more videos. It's upgraded, man. I'll upgrade your system. I'll change your operating. The essence of what I said to you will never change. The truth of my word will never go away. What I set in motion will never be stopped. What I decreed and declared, you will be. It says that you could not see what you will be when you were where you were. So you launched yourself toward a destination, but it was not the completion. It was a destination. It was a stepping stone. It was a defeat. All of my best servants are defeated. But now, here we go. Let go, and here we go. Let go, here we go. Let go, here, and we go. Here anew. Hear anew, see anew, hear new, see new. I'm coming, recompense. I'm coming with the recompense, the reward, the work. Everything's in place. You're in place now. Let go. Here I come. Here I come, recompense and the reward, the reward. And then what happens? Eyes open, ears unstop, eyes open, ears unstop, eyes open, ears unstop, eyes open, ears unstop. And then what happens? Then the feet start to leap and tongues start to sing. We go, see, hear, leap, sing. See, hear, leap, sing. Freedom! So just stand up. We'll close. I don't know how we close this. It's going to get like that, Cammy. We won't be able to go home. All of you are going to have to work so much harder. Because it's just, we're going to be distributing all of this. Right? We're going to distribute it. We have to. Everybody's going places, being sent. You have something? You have a word? We'll grab the microphone. Come on up. I got a microphone. I'll let you give the word. 3,000 people show up today before the service is over. Didn't happen, but if it did happen, we only have one baptismal.
The Lord told me this morning there was going to be an explosion of the Holy Spirit here, and I just didn't know I was going to get exploded with it. But anyway, my children, I say to you, the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is a new day. It is a new day, and it's a shift in how you worship, a shift in how you see me when you come into the house of worship, a shift in how I do worship. I say to you, this is the day the Lord has made. You will remember it and rejoice and be glad. No, you talk about the great outpouring of my Spirit coming. Well, I've already unleashed it. I've already unleashed it. I've already unleashed it. And you have seen nothing yet. As it was said that Jesus would go from glory to glory, my Spirit will go from glory to glory. It will rise up and rise up and rise up, and no more when you come into this house will worship be the same as it was before, because I am moving in a way that is so radical that I am going to just upset. I'm going to turn over the tables of people's lives, and I say to you today, the skin is coming off your body, a new skin, like a snake sheds a skin. You have come into the realm of my Spirit in a way that you've never known, and it's only going to go on. It's only going to go on, and it's going to be a mystery, but you'll taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And I say to you, heaven has come.
Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We receive, receive. And with that, mercies now reigning. New mercies. The mercies for the new covenant made with God to Abraham, fulfilled in Jesus Christ, brought to us in the blessings through faith and the promise, Holy Spirit. Dimensions of God that we thought we had them all. We had nothing compared to what's coming. But right now, mercy, new mindsets, new thought lives, new beginning points, new reference points. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Wealth is being brought forth. Those who carry, who have been, the renewal of the youth has begun. Yeah, just receive. Take, pull, receive. I say all the time, I receive you, Holy Spirit. I receive you, Holy Spirit. I receive the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I lose my life to gain Christ and not be found in him, having my own righteousness, which is in the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. Oh. We lost everything, but it's to gain Christ and not be have anything other than Christ as our righteousness. To know him and the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that we've already attained or already been perfected, but we're on our way. We're hungry pursuers. And the Lord would heal right now. Deep healings of traumatic seasons. They're going away. They'll be about a memory, but no tears anymore. No more reactions from the past overwhelming the future. It's coming off. Tears are being wiped away. The Holy One is bringing you to fountains of living water, us, all of us. Freshing, rest, freshing, refreshing. Trauma. It was your drama, but it's no longer. It's no longer defining you. It is no longer the character of the movie you have to be. Ha ha ha! Changing the movies. rewriting the script. You're not going to be the victim. You're going to be the victor. You're not going to be a bit actor. You're going to be the co-star with a star, Jesus Christ. Wow. Nobody too young, no one too old. No one too young, no one too old. For the whole world is going to hear and see the glory of God and the freedom that Christ has brought. Nations, kings, all. True praise you, Jesus. And the Lord would say, I am inside of you, therefore I have control over all the outcome of the outside of you. I am inside of you, and I am an unlimited resource of life, joy, and peace. I am saying that I give you life, and that more abundantly. I dismantle structures. Soul can rest. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. And now the joy of my spirit floods your spirit, and you begin to become childlike again. You're becoming childlike. You will be not childish, maybe sometimes, but you'll be childlike. Fresh wonder. The Christmas wonder is being given, not the storyline, but my son in you, awakened. And, yes, God. Yes. Wow. Oh. Just receive. I think we're going to have a crazy Wednesday. I'm looking forward to Wednesday. Wonder. Say, I receive Holy Spirit. I receive Jesus Christ. He is my foundation, which I build upon. He is my head, which in all things I'm growing up into. He is the beginning and the end, Alpha, the Omega. He's the cornerstone of the temple. He's the firstborn from the dead. He's the husband of my life, to whom I submit. And he washes me with water of his word. Right there. You want a love? You want an awakening in the Word of God? Just raise your hand. There's a what? There's like the showers are on. Private washings in Jesus, as He washes our bodies with pure water. You're gonna love the words. Some of you are gonna pick up the Bible and go, "Wow! It's just like it came alive again." You're doing it. You're doing it. So much of this is going home with us. It's all going home with us. It's all going home. It's going to be practice. You're going to steal your way. You're going to steal away for prayer. You're going to be dreaming at work, when I get home, I'm going to pray. You're going to be dreaming at night, when I get up, I want to pray before I go to work. You're going to say, I'm going to take this lunch and go pray. You're going to be finding prayer is the most satisfying practice, because the one whom you love meets you there, reveals himself to you there, and he's rewriting the script with you. You get to write with him the script. You get to be a part of the dialogue and the discussions and the parts and the poetic experience of it. Whoa. So, Lord, I close. I have to. Gosh. Would you just take the Holy Spirit, please? Just take him. Take him. It's too much for me. Take him. Take him home with you. Take him into your prayer closet with you. Take him into your prayer private time, into your family. Release him into your kids' bedroom. Put him in your car. Send him down the street. Put him all up and down the neighborhood. Bless the houses around you. Bless the businesses. Call the front. Bless him. Release. There, go. Take him. Please, take him. Take that which I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk in the Spirit and the power of his might, in Jesus' name. Whoa. Okay. God bless. God bless. We'll go. We can go home. Thank you. Yeah, let's give God Jesus some praise. All to you, Lord. All to you. Because of you, we are yours. We are yours. We are yours. Forever yours. Yeah. Yeah.